T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkin Land. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is a sports equinox. We got NFL football. We got the World Series. We got NHL action. And then we got the NBA. NBA season underway. We see Victor Wembanyama out here losing his mind. We've already had tons of injuries. We got some big stat lines all over the league. To get us up to date on what has started already, and not even a full week of the NBA season, joining us right now is NBA writer. You can catch him all things NBA for the Action Network as well as the Nuggets. And joining us is Matt Moore. Matt, welcome back. Thank you for the time.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm very well. I mean, right out the gate, right before you joined us, we talked about the Los Angeles Lakers. We know about LeBron and the sciatica in his leg. And now we got Luka Doncic. He got a sprained finger and a bruised leg. What are you? He relapsed at Dairy Queen? What happened?
Yeah, it's pretty weird that he's going to miss this amount of time with a sprained finger. It's just kind of odd. I understand that the Lakers wanting to be cautious with him because sometimes injuries with him can turn into long-term things, but especially, you know, given his history, I'm a little bit surprised he's not kind of fighting through it and being like, no, I'm good, I'll play. But for whatever reason, you know, they're being cautious and he's going to miss some time. I don't know that this is the best move though, because this Western Conference is going to be so tough night after night. And you think like, well, it's so early, who cares? And that's how most of the players feel. But it's like, look, you can't make up losses. You can make up wins, but you can't make up losses. Once you lose those games, they're gone. So when you get to the end of the season and you're in the standings and you're battling in the Western Conference, especially for tiebreaker and things like that, these games are going to matter. It's too tight this year. So we'll see what happens, but I think it's a concern. Until LeBron and Luka get back healthy, even with Austin Reeves going for 50 last night, I think the Lakers have to be in some level of concern.
Well, Matt, I know you also cover the Nuggets, and we saw their additions and bringing back a Bruce Brown and offloading a Michael Porter Jr., and now we see, you know, Gordon is over here knocking down threes. The Spurs have certainly started the season 3-0 with Wembanyama. Like, the West is so packed. What stands out to you? Is there a story or a team or an individual that captures your attention in the West?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Spurs have to be the story because I didn't really know what to make of them with the roster kind of changes. Losing Chris Paul, that's a big veteran piece. You know, they don't even have De'Aaron Fox back yet. They've got two young point guards. But Wembanyama is so singularly impactful. The crazy thing with him is we've seen guys go off for crazy points, but then you look at the scoreboard or you look at the box score and you're like, oh, they only won his minutes by five or whatever. They are destroying teams when he is out there, and they're doing great when he's off the court too. They're getting contributions from a lot of guys right now. They're getting contributions from Luke Kornet. They're getting contributions from Stephon Castle, who everyone kind of looked over when they drafted Dylan Harper and added De'Aaron Fox. And when you add those kind of components to what Wembanyama is doing, where there are these sequences every night where he will block a shot, they'll put it back up, he'll block it again, grab the rebound, run the floor, and hit an open three. And you're just like, what am I supposed to do with this? What is anyone supposed to do with this? I don't think any of us are ready for how quickly he's evolving and adapting. He is the best watch in the NBA night after night right now.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama, he's like a creator playing a video game. You stretch the, he's like, let's stretch a guy out to 7'5 and see what he can do. It's absolutely amazing. Well, Matt, we know the Spurs are a young team. The NBA, at least the West, is full of older teams. We see the Golden State Warriors. We see the Clippers. Is there any chance that either one of these squads could, make some hay at the end of the season, or you think it's kind of fool's gold?
I mean, I think the Thunder here have started, and they win two games in double overtime. And they get a comfortable win versus the Hawks team that was missing basically their entire front court. The Thunder will undeniably be one of those teams you have to deal with at the end, but we still don't know yet if they're going to be as dominant because they're having some bad injury luck early. You know, like that's a deep run that they made, and now you got Jalen Williams is out. They've had time missed by Alex Caruso, Kaysen Wallace. You know, Chet Holmgren's playing through some stuff right now, and it's pretty early in the season. And that just kind of shortens the gap a little bit. So I think there is kind of this window for these other teams to be able to get into this conversation. Then you look at it, and like Houston, you know, starts out 0-2, likely to get their first win of the season tonight versus the Nets. But there's a lot of things that they're going to have to figure out, too. One of the things that happens when you have these big changes in the league with Kevin Durant going to the Rockets and all the changes the Clippers made in the offseason, when you have all these kind of changes happen, I do think you wind up seeing a little bit of an adjustment time that's needed before they settle in. So this first month, I think, is going to be a little erratic with teams that we thought were going to be dominant settling in a little bit and having to work through some troubles before we get into the middle of the season when probably those teams will assert themselves.
Matt Moore is here with us, NBA writer for the Action Network. If we switch over to the East, things much more wide open. You kind of don't know what you're going to get. We got Joel Embiid already complaining about his minutes, despite the fact that he's basically been hurt forever. There's a little bit more parity in the East. What are your thoughts about that?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is what we expected with Jason Tatum out and with Tyrese Haliburton, you know, out and seeing kind of the changes that we've seen. I think one thing that's been interesting is, you know, interesting test tonight for this Cavaliers team who's up big on the Pistons right now at half is whether or not they're going to kind of assert themselves as a dominant team. Unimpressive opening night versus the Knicks, really struggled offensively. But since then, starting to get it going. And I wonder if the Cavaliers are going to separate themselves from the pack a little bit. But I think there's a lot of exciting teams in the East, honestly. Raptors are in the middle of a tough road trip right now. They're playing the Dallas teams. They're on the back-to-back right now versus Wemby down 15. But they've looked good. Atlanta, I think, has been a little shaky to start. Orlando's been a little shaky to start. Miami has been awesome. They have been lights out. And you talk about the Sixers. Beyond the Joel stuff, the thing is that when Joel's not on the floor, they look incredible. When they're led by Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe and Quentin Grimes, and they're sharing the ball, and you got Andre Drummond come in and just unking them in the last game versus the Hornets and dominating on the glass. When they've got all these guys who are able to come in and contribute and share the ball, the Sixers are playing an exciting brand of basketball, and they're really pretty good. You see it tonight versus the Magic without Embiid. I don't know what that's going to mean for the future. I don't know if it's sustainable, but right now, the Sixers have been one of the most interesting teams to me to start this season in the minutes when Joel Embiid is not on the floor and with Paul George still not available.
Well, let me ask you this, Matt. We know there's a lot of money, $60, $70 million a year tied into Joel Embiid for the next, what, 2 or 3 years. Is there any possibility that some schmuck will wake up and go, we'll take Joel Embiid?
I don't think so, and I don't think the Sixers are going to be willing to let go of it. I think that they're so tied to, we got to try and make this work. From an emotional standpoint for the fans, from an emotional standpoint for just the franchise, I think that they're going to continue to try and make this work with Joel until it's not workable whatsoever. I do think, look, if he were to hit the trade market, I do think teams would talk themselves into it. You know, we got a lot of guys that have had injury issues that teams have talked themselves into over the years. So I don't necessarily think it's going to be something that, even with his problems, will there be less value return for him than for what you would expect for a former MVP? Sure. But I do think that a team would be willing to take on Embiid because of what he's able to bring to the table in the rare moments when he is fully healthy.
Yeah, I can't believe the guys over here complaining about his menace. There must be something in the water in Philadelphia. You know, speaking of people moving on, we see the Bucks. They've started 2-1. Giannis hasn't had a slow start putting up these ridiculous stat lines. What are your thoughts on how this season might play out for both Giannis and the Bucks?
Yeah, it seems real tense, right? Where it's like, if they slide, they're off to a pretty good start. I think this team's got some talent. They're missing Kevin Porter Jr. right now, which is a big miss for them. But they've got enough talent for them to be able to handle this and to maybe survive and be a playoff team in the Eastern Conference. The problem is just like every single time, if they hit a 3-game losing streak, going to start hearing, is Giannis going to ask out? Should Giannis ask out? Can this Bucks team do anything? Like every single time, they can't afford to go on a losing streak, which every team's going to go on during the season. Well, most teams, except for the Thunder, like most teams go on losing streaks in the season. So I think it's a really tense situation. And the problem is, once those conversations start, once those rumors start, it doesn't just affect Giannis. It affects the coaching staff. It affects the other players because they wonder if they're going to get traded next. It creates uncertainty, and teams that have a hard time playing together and playing with synergy and chemistry when that happens.
Well, Matt, are there any other teams in the league that, I don't want to say have everybody walking on eggshells type vibe, but is there another team that you're really paying attention to this upcoming season, or this season, I should say?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot that I'm keeping an eye on. One that's on the bad side, as opposed to all the fun that we've had to start the season, is the Dallas Mavericks squad. Okay. You know, got a win yesterday, needed that one bad versus the Raptors, but it's been so bad, and they don't really have a point guard. We'll see if they move D'Angelo Russell into the starting unit. It was bad there with that start. The vibes are so terrible because every time that they lose, especially if they lose badly, it's a referendum on the Luka trade, and the fans aren't over it, and they shouldn't be over it. And every time it's going to be kind of this referendum on that decision. And so with how the roster is built, they don't have great depth. They don't have a lot of shooting. They don't have point guards at all to speak of. So there's going to be a lot of nights when it's just going to not work the way that it needs to. And I just don't know what that means for them over the course of the season. Are they going to be able to weather the storm? Are they going to live with a bad year? Or are there going to be changes that they will feel like they have to make? That they are definitely the team in the Western Conference that I have the most questions about going forward.
Yeah, pretty wild when we're 3 games into the season, the fans are already yelling to fire Nico. I mean, they didn't get it out their system last year. They're still rolling on this one. So pretty wild out in Dallas. Hey, Matt, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with the Action Network covering the Nuggets. Fill us in.
Yeah, you can check me out on the Action Network app. You can check out our nightly podcast, Buckets. I'm also on Locked On NBA Daily, coming to you Monday through Friday in the afternoons on YouTube.com/LockedOnNBA.
Hey, Matt, we appreciate the time. We'll catch you later on in the season, okay?
Anytime, man. Take care.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.